This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Latino civil rights organization, the National Council of La Raza, has issued a new report which says it found discriminatory housing practices, discrimination against Latinos and Hispanics in several cities around the country, including Atlanta. Lindsay Daniels is Associate Director of Housing and Wealth Building Initiatives for La Raza. The study, though, was conducted by another organization, the Equal Rights Center, which has done this sort of housing discrimination test before. Lindsay Daniels, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
This is the kind of study that I think a lot of people have heard of before. Just a quick look at the methodology. You had, say, a couple who either looked or sounded Latino talking to real estate agents or rental agents if they were looking at apartments, for instance. Then you had an Anglo couple talk to the same people and compared how the two couples were treated. Is that basically it?
That's correct. The methodology is called matched pair testing, where the Hispanic tester and the white non-Hispanic tester are given virtually the same profile, with the only distinction being that of national origin, in this case, race, ethnicity, being Latino.
So like on a phone conversation, for instance, they would either have Latino names or they would sound Latino, correct?
That's correct. So potentially with an accent or definitely having with a Latino surname.
In Atlanta, you found overall some 42% of the phone tests and 44% of the in-person tests resulted in different treatment for the Hispanic couple versus the Anglo couple. Is that correct?
That's right. We saw virtually the same level of adverse treatment in both the phone and in-person tests, with the in-person tests being slightly higher at 44%. The most common type of differential treatment was in the area of neighborhood information and other home recommendations. What that means is that the real estate agent provided more information or further engaged the white tester about the neighborhood itself and potentially other homes that they recommend, either in that neighborhood or in a different neighborhood, provided more information to the white tester than the Latino tester. And the second area was in financing information, which has to do with Latino testers being treated with slightly more skepticism or subject to greater inquiry with respect to their qualifications for buying the home.
You went to not only Atlanta, but San Antonio and Birmingham, Alabama. And so the numbers were split among those three cities. And once you boil down to some of the individual types of treatment, you're talking about relatively small numbers here. In this test, two or three people had this happen. In this test, three or four people had this happen. Are those numbers big enough to say, okay, in Atlanta, we actually have a problem? Or is it only enough to say, hey, maybe this requires a further look?
Well, I think that one thing to, an important point to make about these types of testing investigations is that they're not meant to be representative of an entire population. They really are focused on specific tests and instances when the testers went out. And so we draw the distinction in the report around number of tests conducted. This number of tests conducted in Atlanta, 75 total, is a very typical size of what a civil rights test would normally be. And for example, when the Department of Housing and Urban Development does this type of testing, the Equal Rights Center, which has done this type of civil rights testing many, many times over the past three decades, this is a very similar methodology used. And I think they probably could speak a little bit more to exactly how the history of the testing works. But the numbers are meant to be a representative sample of the tests, but not of the entire population.
So what conclusion do you draw about Atlanta? Are you saying Atlanta has a widespread problem of what the report calls puertas cerradas, closed doors, for Hispanics, for Latinos? Or are you simply saying, hey, we found this, this needs a further look?
I think what the report helps us understand is some of the trends that might be happening on the ground generally. And I think Atlanta is obviously one of the three cities that we tested. There have been other testing investigations in the past couple of years in places like Virginia and Maryland with very similar results. And so this really contributes to a growing body of research and of evidence to suggest that there are real issues that Latinos have in accessing housing and when they're trying to rent or trying to buy, and that is a reflection of really being shut out of equal housing opportunities and not being able to access housing at the same equal opportunity as other communities. And so I think we see this as a contribution to other evidence, other research out there that really points to this trend.
Do you plan to take the results to, say, the Justice Department or to the Department of Housing and Urban Development?
I'm not sure that we have results that would suggest the need for enforcement action. However, I do think that some of the trends in the report are things that we will be talking to the Department of Housing and Urban Development about. And we have had, NCLR has had conversations many times over with HUD about issues of national origin discrimination. And so we definitely will be speaking with them about these results. And in particular, in places where we see rising anti-immigrant and anti-Latino sentiment related to some of the state-level immigration reform happening, we certainly want to flag some of those places for HUD to take a closer look and ensure that, particularly in the area of housing, that the Latino community has equal access to and equal opportunity to housing and to variety of other services that are in the community.
I spoke with Brandy Miner, who's the Director of Communications for the Georgia Association of Realtors, and she said she could not comment on the report itself because she hasn't yet seen it. But she said fair housing practices are, in her words now, the cornerstone of training for realtors. Do you know whether the real estate people that your testers dealt with were realtors?
Again, I think the Equal Rights Center could probably provide additional information exactly on the people who our testers interacted with. However, what I will say is that whoever the agent was that was listed for a particular property that was identified for the test is the agent that was contacted. I'm not sure if those were agents that have received training before or not, but I would definitely recommend that at any point in the future, if there's an opportunity for the Real Estate Association to work with our network of community-based Latino-serving organizations to provide any type of additional training, we would certainly be in favor of facilitating that type of collaboration.
Lindsay Daniels is Associate Director of Housing and Wealth Building Initiatives for the National Council of La Raza. Lindsay Daniels, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll continue to watch it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.